keeps her money in her...
Keeps her money in her handbag or purse, in the handbag.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they wear bits of jewelry around the wrist.
Oh, I know what it is, and I can't think of the name of it.
Bracelet.
They wear too much of that stuff.
you buy one of these things, say for your wife, and she just looked at it, and you say, "Well, go ahead and
put it on." But you know that's all pagan stuff. That's ideas.
Put it on.
Yeah, they started under paganism.
Yeah.
Everything they use, earrings, nose rings, and all that stuff.
If it looks like rain, you'd better carry
an umbrella, parasol, whatever you want to call it. Parasol is made for a sunshade. I know what's down there. I don't care.
Sure.
Now, when the bed, we have a little fun when we hear that.
When the bed's made, the top piece of cloth is called the what?
Spread. Bedspread.
And the kind that has one of the covers, it might be made out of patches.
Or quilt.
Is that the same as a comforter?
No.
Well,
a comforter is padded heavier.
Yeah, but quilt is usually made of smaller pieces. A comforter usually made of not just solid, maybe they'll have strips on it or something, and it's tied together ever so often with yarn.
A comforter would be tied in a...
Tied with... yarn, I would say. Tied in knots with yarn, mm-hmm. So many inches apart, and the quilt is quilted with stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Sewed, yes.
Do you ever call a bedspread a coverlet?
I never did.
I've heard it. I don't know.
I've heard it, but
your parents.
I don't think it's a very common word.
Counterpane.
Counterpane. I've heard of them.
Well, I've heard of them too. Yeah.
Years ago.
Not very common expression.
Mm-hmm. And if something goes all the way from one place to another, you might say it goes clear across. It goes
clear across. Is that right?
Yeah. Would you say clear across rather than say clean across or
across
or something like that.
Clear across.
Another word for rich black soil.
Gumbo.
Gumbo is very rich.
And you wouldn't say loam or loom or loam.
Well, they call it black loam.
But
I tell you, there's a difference between loam and gumbo.
Huh? What's that?
Loam is a more
sticky.
No, loam is not the sticky type. It's more of a soft, mellow type of soil.
Mm-hmm.
We call it loamy, sand loam and such as that. It's looser, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this old gumbo, I want to tell you, it's just so sticky, too. You dig it when it's wet, and you can't hardly shake it off of a spade or anything like that. It just sticks there like glue. And it'll roll up on wheels of implements. I've seen it roll up on wagons till it gets so big you couldn't see the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Now clear down to the hub. It'll just hang down there, you know. That was bad out in South Dakota. Boy, it was terrible when you get it. Didn't rain very often. When it did, it usually poured, and then the roads would be that way because there was nothing there but dirt roads.
Mm-hmm. Now, a low-lying grassland area, you might call a meadow or... bottomland.
Bottomland, if it was low, like a creek valley, they we'd call it bottomland.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's
pasture land too? That usually you'd be that.